And hello, everyone. I'm Mike Berry with ONC. I'd like to thank you for joining the Adopted Standards Task Force. As a reminder, your feedback is welcome, which can be typed in the chat feature to everyone throughout the meeting, or can be made verbally during the public comment period that is scheduled at about 11:50 Eastern Time this morning. So let's begin roll call of our task force members. And when I call your name, please indicate you are here. And I'll start with our co-chairs. Hans Wundeck.
Good morning.
Steve Eichner.
Good morning.
Jeff Danford.
Good morning.
Raj Gavarti.
Good morning.
Tim Jurgis.
Good morning.
John Kilbourne.
Good morning, John Kilbourne.
Thank you. Hung Lu is not able to join us today. Clem McDonald. Devin McGraw is also not able to join us today. Helia Oliveira.
I'm here. Good morning.
Hey, Jim Jurgis.
Good morning. Thanks, Jim. Basil Pechev. Samantha Pitts. Alexa Snyder.
Good morning.
Bill Sutherland.
Good morning.
Ram Charam.
Good morning.
Raymond Wee.
Good morning, everyone.
And Debbie Willis.
Good morning.
Good morning to all. Thank you so much. And now please join me in welcoming Hans and Steve for their opening remarks.
Good morning. Steve, you want to get started?
Good morning, all. Thank you all for joining us. I think we've got a pretty decent attendance day. Clean up a few pieces, go through a little bit of a review of the document. Do you want to remind folks, just to elaborate on Mike's comments about typing in chat, if you use select everyone, it will go into the recording for the meeting and be visible to all. If you do a directed comment, it will not be included in the recording and will only be seen by the folks that you target. So again, good morning and welcome. Hans?
All right, good morning, everybody. We are starting to get down the home stretch, so I really appreciate all the feedback, the discussion that we've had, and that we can tackle, when you look at the agenda, three topics that we want to make specifically sure that the disposition is in the right direction. And then we're going to gently step through the draft dispositions, the rest of the document, the introduction, that but hopefully by the end of today, we have enough insight that we can begin to put it into the final format and then start to put the dots and crosses across the I's and T's there over the next week or so to get that done. So looking forward to that. And thank you also for the team of ONC supporting us, getting us here and getting us ready to get that final stretch done. So unless there are any general comments, Steve, or otherwise, then I think we can jump in. All right. Shall we go to the first or the next slide right after that? So first one here, Steve, we had the conversation around healthcare associated infection reports. And we want to make sure whether the what the final disposition recommendation was going to be to confirm based on some discussion going back and forth. Where do we think this landed? And I'm going to the section in the draft document where we had some statements. If it's willing to go there. There we go. I have it in front of myself, but it would be actually great if we could jump to the text, the draft text in the document, and that we can all look at it and say, is there anything that from the discussion that we had is not in line with where we thought this might be heading, and that we can confirm that. And it is, There you go, I think. No, it's a little bit further down. I think you want to go back to the second out of four. It popped up for a moment. There. Think. If you, it is called, if you go for associated, that's actually the one that the word that did better than healthcare or hospital, but associated did do it for me. There you go. Now we have it. Can you make it slightly larger? So the, what we think we heard and that we want to confirm is that the disposition was going to be phased out with replacement, and that there is then most current, but that particularly suggested that ONC work with NHSN to align on which version or versions to use, since there are a couple of in play that we actually need to adhere at times. So want to make sure that the statements made here in particular aligned with the discussion that was had a couple of weeks ago. And if not, Steve, you think then we got it?
I think we're there.
Okay. That's straightforward then. Let's go then to the next topic, and that is around, I believe, OpenID. And there was a comment that was open that, Roz, I think you were going to have some thoughts around that and want to make sure that we address that before we finalize this.
Hey, Hans, I sent a note this morning. I would probably, it's my oversight. I would like to change that to maintain. Probably I didn't read it properly when I initially put the status.
And that's because there's no current known, more current version out there.
Yep.
That will be my main rationale, I believe, correct?
Right, that's right.
And then we can clean up the language with how we have been phrasing it otherwise. Does anybody have a concern with that direction? Okay, then we will update that accordingly. And the last one that we want to particularly pick up was the RFC 5646. And here there were some comments that there was a suggestion to look at BCP 47. And there was a from Fazil, and there was a comment by Clem that there were two standards. And in the comments, he also pointed to the registry, IANA, that has registered tags in there. So the question is where we wanted to land here. It appears that BCP, and Vasil may have further information around that, is actually referencing two standards, 4646 and 5646, both RFC. The first one, 4647, that is not listed here is matching of language tags. And RFC 5646 is named tags for identifying languages, which in turn is referencing the IANA registry where tags need to be registered to be used. So it sounds like there are possibly two considerations. One is that to consider shifting over to BCP 47, that would include both or just stay with 5646. There is no more current one out there as far as we can find. Others might have a more current set of information. And the other consideration may be that while the registry is called out inside 5646, and that's the actual listing of the tags that have been registered, would it be helpful to point to that one more directly as well as a consideration for a next regulatory round? Either one would actually still end up with maintaining 5646 in itself, but the reference could either be done by BCP 47 and include something else as well, as well as the other reference to the registry. So Fazil and Clem, any notes, or I'm not sure whether Clem is online, but I thought I heard Fazil. Any additional notes or thoughts on what to do here? And I'm not sure whether I see Fazil. And I don't have Clem on the list either. Any thoughts from anybody else? Perhaps what we could do is then to go with maintain, but as part of rationale, there is no more current version, but put in a note that ONC would consider and review whether there is a need to consider BCP 47 to include the other. And that could be a consideration, as well as more directly point to the registry for clarity as to where you can find the actual list of language codes. There is another ISO standard in place, I think it's 637, 639.2, that's in play as well. So there might be additional clarification that would be helpful to make sure there is unambiguous reference to language codes. It's 639-2. And yeah. So to indicate there are multiples, please review that and make sure that they align.
And Hans, this is Steve. I think there's probably an opportunity to include as a general observation that this may be an opportunity for linkage with information in the USCDI, or at least consistency with the USCDI.
Agreed. Do we have that currently open to know? Is that what are they pointing to? I did not bring it up yet. Does somebody have that by chance? And we'll look at, I'm almost there, but machine is slightly slow. So then we can reference that specifically. Version 3 language, preferred language is using IETF 5646. So that's already pointing to that. That's already synced up. Question is there any other language that is hidden inside? No, there's only one. So Steve, we can mention it, the alignment with that, that if anything adjusts, that needs to be aligned with your CDI version 3.
Yeah, I think it's another one of the examples where if you're going to float all boats simultaneously.
Right. Okay, so then we are heading in direction of maintain. And let's see, I need to go to that one. And then we can see whether that works. And the rationale is that no more current version. The second part is consider BCP 47 includes RC 46, is it 4656? Let's make sure it's the right number, 4647. And IANA registry plus ISO. And that one I want to double check a little bit more, where exactly that the reference to 639. To ensure alignment. also continue. Yo, I think it's those components. Is that accurate? Did I catch that? Okay, if I don't hear any other suggestions, then we'll make sure that we are doing something in this direction as we go through. Steve, you think we got it?
Yeah, one of the things that we're still picking up, sorry about that. One of the things that we're still picking up throughout the document is continuing to make changes in the language that says recommending the reference to the standard rather than looking at retiring the standard itself, because the standards are maintained by the standards development organizations, not by ONC. ONC has got responsibility for managing or recommending or developing the rules. So that's the logic that we're using in that space.
So we need to generally clean up the use of the term reference to the standards maintained by an SDO, not by ONC. Is that accurate, Steve?
Yeah. And about 2/3, I think, have been converted over. We just need to pick up the last third. One of the other components in the overall document is, as we go up to the methodology or the methods section.
The section
all the way up at the top.
Okay. That's the in the approach?
Yeah, the approach. As we look at the approach we're using, we've made a statement, or this text includes information that we are not recommending a specific standard, but looking at what's most current at the time ONC may be updating the standard. So we did in a few places looking at kind of from a timestamp, not really recommend a standard per se, but we did indicate a potential replacement standard. So we want to make sure we're good with language.
Right. And most of the places we should have started to see the words considering being used. And we need to double check that that's done consistently everywhere so that it's a consideration, not a recommendation.
I mean, Hans, we might even actually call specific attention to that so that's a consideration. Highlighting the idea of a consideration as being different than a recommendation.
Yeah.
As an intentional choice. And not as a substitute term.
So we need to update the approach with that so it's clear there. And then we need to make sure that that's done throughout the document. So Steve, do we then want to, do you have other general comments before we start to gently go through
all that? I think are the big general pieces. Again, it should be fairly easy to modify or make sure that we're reflecting those concepts. Is there any feedback overall from task force members or other task force members?
Okay. And Steve, do you want to lead us then through scrolling down gently and see whether anybody has any other comments on the draft that we have?
Well, Liz has got control screen, which is great. So do we want to go screen by screen? Or do task force members have any particular piece of note offhand that they know is a particular issue. We did go through the document. We note that a few folks did go through and make some editorial changes. Very, very much appreciative. We've had a few typographical errors, spacing issues that will get cleaned up. But as we kind of go through, let's just, I guess, go through each page kind of slowly. I'm not going to read it aloud. Look at USCDI phase out with replacement. And again, replace or consider replacement with the most current version. Next time ONC reviews or proposes updates, similar for CDT. Again, keeping current, keeping aligned. If you're gonna make that, let's make ONC phase out.
Yes, just a general note on the wording that the word consider is put in there. If you go to the next one as an example, CPT-4, and it says recommend phases out, that's the before you change that, is that ONC is recommend the phase out, that's the disposition, that's the recommendation, but that the considering in the next line, considers adopting, is where the term is used to say is that, and what would the replacement be? That's where the consideration comes in, not the recommendation. Because we are asked to recommend on the disposition, but we were not asked to recommend what to replace it with. So that's where the term consideration comes in. Does that work that we do that? Otherwise, I think we are weakening the recommendation in the space that we're asked to recommend.
I would agree with that. Yeah, because the consideration is more of a, or it's more along the lines of, hey, the task force identified some possible candidates as of today's date or as of the date we looked at it,
yep,
that might be possible, kind of actually picking one among many, but at least a quick survey of the landscape to identify potential candidates.
And we need to make sure in the approach that we clarify why we use the word recommend in context of the charter of the task force, the disposition, and considers to take that as something to put into the list of items to think about. And then we use the other term during the next relevant regulatory updates, because we don't know when that is. Could be next week, next month, next year, we don't know. So that's the critical one to indicate that's when we suggest to think about it, but we don't know when that is. And we still, you can see is that you see the term update and rulemaking, we will go in and end up with the one that's the preference, whichever one it is, but it will be done consistently.
And I guess another piece from a wordsmithing perspective, it's a little awkward in looking at phase out and replaces the version of whatever it is in the Cures Act final rule, because is it the current Cures Act final rule, or what's the best way of referencing it so it's recognized as the existing rule? And maybe the word should be existing.
At the same point in time, there's only one Cures Act final rule that's in effect. There is no prior version, there is no new version. So I think this time around, it works that you can do it without current or existing. Next round in 3 years, whatever it's called, if it's still called Cures Act update 2025, whatever, then there is another Cures Act final rule.
Yeah.
So I think this time we can get away with it, but perfectly okay if we want to make that explicitly clear, if we want to say in the current instead of just the Cures Act final rule.
Yeah, as I suggest, that's a wordsmithing issue, not a conceptual issue.
Yep.
Hey, This is Clint. Could I just make a comment?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the challenge with ICD-NCM, not the challenge, we don't know if they'll make another one. And ICD-11 is kind of looming on the horizon, which could replace it. So I don't know whether that has an impact on all this or not, but I don't think ICD-10-CM will have a new version. That's the rumor I've heard.
So perhaps if we hedge our bets there and say the most current version or a more current CD version, so that we couch it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, there's a typo on the CD. There should be an I in front of it. So it's ICD 10.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll go to the other areas where that might occur, because I think ICD might be listed twice, but we'll make a note there, fix that.
And it's actually the next item.
Oh, then I might as well just fix it there.
And one of the things that we have not made a recommendation about is CLAM floor charts.
I don't know whether ICD-10-PCS is going to get a new version or gets new versions in general. Does anyone know on the call? I just don't know.
Would you then think that there might be a total replacement of that, or it's totally absorbed by something else that we can reference as a potential? So just to offer all the variety of what could happen.
I'm completely ignorant. I can't help you.
Okay. So perhaps we can leave it at this, and we recognize that if something else came up in the meantime, if it's going to be next month, it's different than if this is going to come up next year.
Yeah, it may not be absolutely perfect. I mean,
right.
We only know what we know, and we can only know what is really in development right now, not what's around the corner.
Correct.
Minor typo in the last entry of PCS 2020, a more certified code system, whoever's got control. It's just missing an A in front of the word more.
Okay. Clem, does this address your question, comment? You good with it? All right. I think we can keep on going, Steve, on to the next.
Again, looking at RX form, keep phase out and replace with the current version. And this is one of those standards that is incrementally improved as well from a content perspective, not necessarily from a format perspective. So that there's an expected expansion of the contents of the code set. And one of the things that we didn't really do is anywhere through the document is kind of call attention to those kinds of components. And I'm not sure if we need to or not.
I think with the knowledge that we have, I think this is probably the best context we can provide as to why this should be considered.
And should this be highlighted as kind of a secondary consideration is expanding vocabularies between rule changes?
I think we already made that comment overall, and we did that in here. in the statement, while also acknowledging the need to recognize use of code systems. No, it's the first part of that second paragraph, enabling HIT to be certified to a more current version of a code system as it becomes available. So I think that one, it was attempting to have that statement explicitly in every line just to make sure.
Yeah, I was also thinking just for a moment about kind of differentiating or calling attention to vocabulary expansion versus a format change. In other words, looking at expanding the vocabulary of prescriptions is separate from changing, and to a certain extent, is separate from changing the format.
I'm trying to understand is that the format is done, maybe it's a different use of that I'm only using it for the other standards. These are all vocabulary standards, so it would just be the vocabulary.
Right.
And ARCS-NORM would, are you expecting that ARCS-NORM, that the codes are potentially changing format?
No, I don't perceive they are, but again, I'm just differentiating kind of from a code system versus the content. Right? When I think system, I tend to think more along the lines of format rather than content.
Now I understand. That might be then a terminology that we need to introduce and decide which one to use. In the HL7 standards environment, code system is used to represent things like SNOMED, LOINC, ARCS-NORM, etc. It's the list of total of all the codes vocabulary that is available, and then it uses the term value set that in the context of a very specific implementation guide, typically, or the standard itself, less frequently, that it says in this context for that particular attribute, the code system is constrained to this value set that is applicable in this context. So the term code system is used there as the name of that list of SNOMED codes.
Okay.
So that's why. But if we need to introduce that to say is that code system and vocabulary sets or something like that is synonymous in this context.
I think that would probably be a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Let's. I'll make a note up top to introduce that term because it has a very specific HL7 meaning that might not be used elsewhere always. Okay.
Yeah. It does not hurt to level set there.
Yep.
An advantage in being clear, right?
Yep.
For a couple of lines. Looking at SNOMED CT, again, looking at phased out with replacing with the most current version. No real surprise. And because SNOMED was referenced twice in regulation, we have it again looking at level setting. And do we have a comment or a rationale that says there should be consistency in SNOMED versions referenced? Yeah. That is in that last paragraph. And do we have a similar phraseology in the second SNOMED disposition? Let's go down one block. Again, we've got the same reference between, I'm not wordsmithing, we might take out the in particular, because there are other places where that's relevant. It's not really unique to SNOMED. The same thing would apply pretty much for any of the vocabularies. We don't want to shift vocabularies within standards. That could be confusing. I think it's continuing down through Summit again. And we can go down into the identifying language piece we looked at a few minutes ago. So we'll finalize that language. And looking at Lowink, maintain, but, or sorry, replace with new standard as it becomes available throughout.
And Clem, to make sure there are no instances to change Lowink in track, correct? That's, it keeps on going. There's no other alternative in sight. Do you think that ICD 11 is going to come into play there?
Well, version 12 from July 2012 is a bit old, right?
Oh yeah, but from here on out, next time around, is there any merging with other vocabularies that we should highlight here, or it is Lowink is on its track and there are no known plans to other than increase and improved versions? That's it.
Yeah, I think you just got updated to the newest version.
Yeah, it was just published again. Okay, then we can leave it with this, that it should have the most current version and keep on going with adopting the even more current version as you are past that. Okay.
And looking at CVX again, paid out replacement. Any comments or concerns? Looking at payment topology.
Well, just to clarify, there's two sets of codes for vaccine. I think it's CVX and CMX, if I got it right. There's one of them is, I don't know, brand names or something. The other one is generic, whatever it is. I think we should be aware of the two and point them correctly. I think it's CMX and CVX, but I'm not sure. Does anybody know who's on the call?
I've not, at least in all the conversations recently on the vaccine administrations and codes coming out, it's CPT, CVX, and NDC. Those are the three that are...
Well, maybe NBC might be the other one.
Yeah. And NBC, that would then be additional because it would not be instead of...
Yeah.
So the question then here is that we only looked here at CVX itself, and that's where it's just stay current with the most current version. Question is that NDC, let me just double check. I don't think that was anywhere in the standards, unless you go into the implementation. So if you go to the VXU version 2 messages, that's where that starts to pop up as a reference, but you're now inside. Is there a need to bubble that up? I've not heard, at least, that there is a concern, has been used, everybody's using it, most current IIS is driving it effectively. I'm not sure whether we need to make a comment right here around that something is missing. Clem, do you think we should? Others? Any thoughts around that to mention at least NDC?
Well, new vaccines come along. And I don't know whether that version includes everything that's now out.
It does until next week. Then there's another newer version coming out.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's going very rapidly right now with the vaccines. And they're all being adopted. They all have to be adopted. It all falls under the another that nobody is staying behind there. And if they are, they really seriously out of sync. Yo.
So are we good?
Yep, we are good, I think.
So looking at payment topology, didn't phase out with replacement, phase out entirely. There's been a substantial, my understanding is that there's been more than just a vocabulary change since version 5.0. There's also been a bit of a format change that it's not just an extension and there's additional mapping required or a change required.
Is that in the actual Exchange standard implementation guide?
There's not really an implementation guide posted with a specific version implementation. There's an implication that they've changed the hierarchy.
Ah. So the structure of the content has changed. That would then indicate still we can use this statement, or do you feel that we need to have additional statement around this?
Might not be bad just to include something along that space, as there may be a structural change. So consultation with stakeholders may be valuable.
Okay. Liz, I'll type a note in and then we can clean it up.
I'm not honestly sure who uses the standard for what purposes. I know it's tagged as a public health data standard, but I'm not sure who's using it for what. It feels as though it's more of an all payer claims database kind of thing.
Okay.
So a public interest, but not necessarily by public health.
Okay. So the sentence I dropped in provides enough to build the rest around. Okay.
Looking at NDC, again, looking at replacing it with a more current version for the linker. Any feedback? Well,
NDC just did or is about to do some corrections or systematizing of their codes. I don't know, you know about that, Hans, or when it's coming out or if it's done already?
Not under that term. Jeff, have you seen anything?
They're going to clean up some parts that are a little bit messy, and I don't know the time frame.
Okay. Yeah, I would think at that point in time, if it's a retiring codes and then introducing new ones to then be more appropriate, that would fall under a regular version update process. Because that happens frequently anyway, that codes are being retired that are not valid anymore for one reason or another. Either errors that were made and that need to be fixed, we have seen that, and otherwise. Jeff, I'm not sure whether you have seen anything there or heard.
I haven't heard anything about it, but you're right. This would fall under our, we are updating because we're doing cleanup.
Yeah.
And to hedge the bet again, if we look at the third line of rationale, NDC linker or replacement service or a suitable replacement service or a suitable replacement tool. In the last line of the last line, first paragraph rationale.
That is primarily around the historical, so that whatever happens, that what is documented is documented.
Right. I was suggesting that if we're unsure about whether the NDC linker is going to be replaced by something else, if in the paragraph above, rather than saying most current version of the NDC linker, most current version of linker or other or replacement system. Right?
So something along those lines.
Well, actually, I was looking at the next paragraph up, if you said.
So I thought you were in the second paragraph. I'll move up. I'll go where Liz is there, and then, yeah.
Because that way we're kind of saying, okay, we're aware of the potential replacement NEC linker, but if there's something else that comes along that's really the replacement, replace it with that.
Right.
Don't get stuck on the label, basically.
Correct. Yeah, I haven't heard anything that there is talk about other than the content changes that Clem mentioned that may be in flight. I'm not sure that means that there is a new tool or a new code system out there that is or linker out there that does it. But I'm okay with this being added in this case. I'd be cautious putting that in other places.
Right. Yeah. This is one of those special things where we know that core has changed. We don't know about part B. There's a possibility. Hedge the bet.
Yep. Okay.
Looking at CDC race and ethnicity code set version 1, we know that's a little bit on the aged side. So we're looking at phasing out with replacement. Not surprising. And then replacing it with the current code system as appropriate and falls under the general aegis of looking at alignment. Do we need to include more specific pieces about alignment with things like the US CDI here?
Perhaps what we should do,
John. It's there. It's in the first paragraph in the rationale.
But perhaps we can still, in general, make the comment is that alignment with USCDI or USCDI aligns with the standards, but that they're in sync.
There are, after that sentence, there's value in using consistent standards.
If we do that in the general overall approach as a consideration, then we may not have to repeat it in a variety of places.
Yeah.
And we could do that in the vocabulary section, not just in the approach, but I'll move it a little bit lower.
Yeah. Looking at HL7 version 3 standard, value sets for administrative gender and null flavor. I think we've got a spacing issue in the label. I don't know if null is supposed to have a space between it or not.
No, there's no space.
I didn't think it did, but
it's the term.
I mean, well, we're cleaning up the language on the 21st Century Cures Act at that.
Yeah, 21st Century can be dropped.
Yeah. Here we said something different, whether it's a newer version of the standard.
I'll mark it for consistency that we just double check that.
Yeah. And there's a spacing issue down in the second to last line, project does.
And there's a capitalization issue on Cures Act final rule. The I is capitalized there. There we go.
So are there other content issues for this item? Let's move to the next. OMB standards for maintaining, collecting, and presenting federal data on races and ethnicity, Statistical Policy Directive number 15, as revised, October 30th, 1997. And actually, I'm reflecting, it probably might be either imitate or phase out, depending upon what OMB actually releases. Because of the words as revised in the label of the standard. In other words, if OMB continues to have it be OMB 15 as updated, then there may not need to be a statutory or a regulatory update in language, because the standard behind it would actually be updated anyway, if that makes sense. The fundamental purpose behind it, or the concept, is to be current with existing OMB practices, however they're referenced. Is that acceptable?
Yes, the question is that that also depends on, for all the other ones, when a revision is being published. So is that really part of the general phrasing that we have? So we can look at that. But yeah, I agree that there's something unique here, is that if they're not going to put anything out, then there's no need to consider that.
Well, our understanding is they are working on it right now.
Okay.
We just don't know the label. It's because of the way this particular one is labeled in text, because of the as revised.
Yep.
It throws a little bit of a twist.
Okay.
Into it, that if it's the same document from the OMB's end of it, on the actual language of the rule, if it's as revised, it still incorporates the new revision. So you've updated it without updating it.
Okay, no, I'm okay with that. I'm gonna fine tune it. Yep.
Unified Code of Units of Measure, Version 1. Again, this is looking at phasing out and replacement. Again, trying to keep current if there have been any changes. Are there any concerns? Looking at the next one, 1, 2, 3, we do have a spacing issue, perhaps between it and the preceding one, just in general. It looks like there's a page break, but I think that's more coincidental than a forced page break. So just something to look at. Then looking at maintaining the telephone number standard, we're not aware of a replacement. Same thing for E164, looking at maintaining it again, we are not aware of a replacement system or an updated system. Now transitioning to the next grouping, looking at data, general data access standards. HL7 version 4.0, fire release 4.0, October 30th. Again, looking at maintaining. It's too early to consider evolving to something else. Any comments or suggestions? Okay, let's move to the next. Fire US Corps Implementation Guide, standard for trial use, version 3.1.1. Looking at phasing out with replacement, again, looking at keeping current with what is available the next time the final rule regulations are updated. And looking at alignment with the USCDI referenced at the same time. Looking at bulk data, HL7 bulk data access, framework implementation. Looking at replacing it with the most current, bulk data access phase out with replacement, the then most current version during the next relevant regulatory update. A question, are we going to have any compatibility issues between US core implementation for fire and bulk data access? Hans?
I don't have any comments there. I think it's a straightforward, whatever is available next should be considered.
It's bulk data is more about the how and rather than the what, so it shouldn't impact it.
Correct. Same data, different physical format to make it more efficient to transmit.
HL7 Smart Application Launch Framework Implementation Guide, release version 1.0.
That one needs to be marked. Yep.
And again, let's keep it focused on keeping current.
Yep.
Moving into the next grouping, care coordination standards. HL7 CDA R2IG, CDA templates for clinical notes. R2.1, looking at phasing out with replacement. And looking at evolving with the next regulatory update, assuming that the CCDA companion guides support the USCDI at the same time. Any issues, concerns? Looking at the next item, implementation guide, release 2, consolidated CDA templates for clinical notes. Again, here we're looking at maintaining. Because there's not a current version that we're aware of. Any questions or concerns?
Not here.
HL7 implementation guide for storage consolidation, looking at maintaining. Give folks a moment to read the rationale. We might clean up the text on that just a little bit, looking at the generation language. But not changing the theme, basically stating that only the then current standard should be used to generate files.
And so if there are any suggestions on how to first clean it up, we can do that offline, make it more clear.
Looking at the next item, any comments, concerns? If not, we'll go to the next item. direct project, ONC applicability statement for secure health transport version 1.2, August 2015. Looking at phasing out with replacement. So that we're adopting the current version of the next update. Do we need for it to be ANSI approved?
Don't need to, hasn't been before, but it helps also solidify the strength and the stability of it.
Because this is, again, the only place where we've called out ANSI approval.
And it's the only one that is in that state of moving into a version that will be. Other ones have been and continue to be, but other ones are not known to shift from non-ANSI to ANSI.
Okay, that might be worth just noting. Calling out the exception, not questioning it, but just noting why we've noted it here and not in other places. Again, kind of addressing consistency throughout, just so we're explaining why we've done it or why we've referenced it here, not other places.
Something along these lines, and then we'll work that further.
Work it through.
Yep.
Moving to the next item. ONC implementation guide for direct edge protocols. Version 1.1, June 25th, 2014. This is another phase out with replacement, looking at modernizing to the version or implementation that is most current at the next time ONC updates the regulation. And we've noticed that there's a version in process. Any questions or concerns? Moving to the next. IHE IT Infrastructure Technical Framework, Volume 2B, ITIF 2B. This is another phase out with replacement, moving to the most currently available standards, or considering most currently available standards. Any questions or concerns? Moving to the next one, NCPDP script, standard implementation guide version 2017071. This is another phase out with replacement, looking at modernizing to the more current version. We've noted a concern with PDMP and suggesting an opportunity for alignment. One piece of note in that last sentence is PDMP was really evolving at the time the 2017 standards were adopted. So there's little history of looking at evolving script in consideration of PDMP, with the exception of the 2017 standards. And there was some discussion about what standards should be used to support PDMP at that point. So that last sentence would really apply only to the 071 implementation. version. So where do we want to go with that?
How would you like to enhance the phrasing?
I think we can handle it offline, but just recognizing that it was not addressed in the 2017. We can just note it and I'll fix it.
Okay.
Recognizing that PDMP was only a federal requirement in the relatively recent history.
So I think it makes sense.
Looking at public health exchange standards, HL72.51 information guide for immunization messaging, release 1.5, looking at maintaining, as we've learned that there's not a replacement currently in flight. Any comments or suggestions or questions? Looking at the FIN messaging guide for syndromic surveillance, phasing out with replacement based on what we've learned about a new version coming out that really corrects some of the errors, omissions, or variances from earlier versions. Any questions or concerns? Looking at ELR, release one, suggesting phasing out with replacement. We've got a discussion about LRI and recognizing that there needs to be investment consideration with stakeholders and the like, because a substantial portion of the lift here is that receiving systems are not necessarily certified technology. So this is a major lift area that impacts not just certified technology directly, but a wide range of other systems. And the potential for expansion is there, but needs to be done carefully and in concert with other planning activities.
And is it sufficiently clear in the way it's written that the way that these guides are currently, the current versions are written, allows for pre-adoptions of subsets of that, like for enabling exchange of data relative to COVID reporting, pandemic reporting in general through ELR. So there are opportunities to not adopt everything, so that has advantages, but to pre-adopt portions of it and therefore fit it on top of what's already in place and therefore ease the transition. Is that clear enough that that's one of the reasons as well why it should be considered? If not, we can clarify that more.
Any questions or concerns?
No, then we're good.
Look at ELR certification document for technology certification. This is basically your ERADA document. So I guess technically, if their next version doesn't have an ERADA document, don't need it.
Correct. That was a little bit of a back and forth. Do we call that then phase out and retire, or phase out with replacement because it's something else that's replacing it because it's in there?
It's either maintain or phase out with replacement or both, right? So kind of one of those ifs, or until such time as the predecessor item is retired, you need to maintain this.
So maybe then just in more.
Because its presence is dependent on the predecessor. If you've retired or replaced the predecessor, then you don't need to maintain the errata.
Are we comfortable then with that adjustment in the disposition?
And leave it. And we're cleaning up the rationale to reflect that explanation.
Okay.
Someone tag that with the Steve to do, and I'll do it. Looking at reporting data to cancer registries. Looking at maintaining, because there does not seem to be a replacement. You might take one more pass through CDC to see if there has been a change. And I will reach out to, someone can reach out to maybe Sanjeev Tandon for help. Or looking at the next item, HL7 implementation guide for CDA release 2, HAI, we discussed earlier today. Are we good with that? Do we need any other input? Looking at the next item, HL7 implementation guide for healthcare surveys, phase out with replacement. Do we need to call? Should we call attention in collaboration with CDC? So that's really the source of the healthcare survey questions. Those don't really engage. Local, state, public health is not engaged in, or does not play a role in defining the standard or collecting that data directly. Obviously, healthcare providers and reporters do. CDC is the primary consumer of that data.
By the way, the screen disappears. Oh, it's back.
Do we need to call any attention to that space, or be good with the language that's there?
I think we're good.
Okay. Moving into the clinical quality measure reporting standards, HL7 CDA release 2, IG for quality reporting, phase out with replacement, again, keeping current with most recently developed or adopted standards. Any feedback? And I think we've got maybe just a minute or two more before we need to go to public comment. Looking at quality reporting document architecture, category 3, IG for CDA, release 2. Again, looking at phasing out when a new version becomes available and is ready for adoption. Looking at the same thing for the next one, which is the errata document. We can use the same language that we use for the errata document for ELR to explain that logic. So let's tag that. Because when the previous line gets replaced, you may not need the errata document anymore. Looking at the Medicare provider crosswalk. Again, that's looking at another phase out with replacement. Any comments or suggestions? Let's move to the next one. CMS implementation guide for quality reporting document architecture, category 1, hospital quality reporting, IG for 2020, phase out with replacement. Again, another keep current with what the current releases are and the next opportunity for updating. Same thing for the next, which is implementation guide for quality reporting document architecture, category 3, eligible clinicians and eligible professional programs, IG for 2020. Again, same piece, actually of note, probably eligible professionals will no longer be included because Medicaid reporting will have ended by that point, but that's perhaps a more trivial note, although I guess we could highlight that or recognize that. Is that a good idea, folks?
I'm good with that.
Okay, and I think we're going to have to stop here so that we've got an opportunity for public comment. We may come back to privacy and security standards if we have time today. If not, we will hold it for next week. Mike, can I go back to you for public comment, please?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. We're going to open up our call today for any public comments. If you're on Zoom and would like to make a comment, please use the hand raise function, which is located on the Zoom toolbar at the bottom of your screen. If you're on the phone only, press star 9 to raise your hand, and once called upon, press star 6 to mute or unmute your line. So let's pause for a moment to see if we have anyone who wants to raise their hand. In the meantime, I just wanted to flag that next week's task force meeting was moved from our usual Tuesday spot to Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern time. We had to adjust the schedule for next week to accommodate another high-tech task force that is operating at the same time. I'm not seeing any hands raised, so I'll turn it back to Steve and Hans.
Steve, I think we can keep on going and we might get to the end of it.
Okay, let's go to the next, back to the Zoom list, please. Whoever was sharing. Thank you. Okay, looking at privacy and security standards, HL7 implementation guide, data segmentation for privacy. Again, this is a phase out with replacement. I'm not sure why we got, or there should be, I would expect there should be a phase out with replacement.
That's a good question. It's not clear that there's a new version in the making. And in order to make privacy policies and patient consent directives to really work, there are a number of other things needed to actually complement this. So it's not that it needs to go away. So maintain is probably the right thing because don't think it's going to change.
Okay.
But we need other things to make it work. Interesting. I just deleted the phase out with replacement phase out entirely, but it doesn't show yet. Maybe. Oh, network challenge.
Oh, we can see your edit. I mean, we can see your mouse moving real time.
That's not mine. That's.
Oh, okay.
But I got the note. I changed it to maintain. So I think you can keep on going and then.
We might amend that text a little bit too.
It looks like Google is not fully connected here, even though Zoom and everything else is fine. So there's something going on, but I can't edit currently.
So network time protocol, looking at maintaining because we're not aware of a replacement. Any concerns?
It looks like you're back again with the display, yeah.
Annex A of Federal Information Processing Standards, FIPS, phasing out with replacement. Any questions or concerns? Looking at ASTM E2147-18, standards for audit and disclosure logs, looking at maintaining, looking at OpenID, we're still at a maintain, as we talked about earlier today, we're at a maintain. The rationale will expand a little bit, but looking at the no more current version and secure hash standard 180-4/2018, looking at phasing out with replacement, again with the notation that SHA-1 needs to be disallowed regardless as it is today. Any comments, suggestions, questions? Looking at accessibility standards. Web content accessibility guidelines, WCAG 2.0 level A, phase out with replacement. Have we heard, Mike, have we heard back from OCR?
They do not have any other initiatives that may change our recommendation. So consistency is good.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So should we then remove that sentence, that second, and just leave it a simple phase out with replacement, the most current, but no need to point to OCR?
I think it would always be good to point to OCR on alignment.
Because we don't know whether a year from now when 6 months. Exactly. Okay. Fair.
And same thing for the next one, looking at certification process standards. ISO IEC 17025-2017E, general requirements, looking at maintaining. So our rationale does not align here. Our rationale is our replacement rationale.
So shall we change it? We're not aware of a more current version. In other cases, we then kept it to maintain. Or shall we change the rationale to maintain unless, at which we what we have, and adjust that statement a little bit more? Because we do state as it becomes available, which we did not state in other places. So we need to make that more clear that it's, we are not aware of anything, but unless something comes out, is that maintain it?
I think that's fine. I think that's consistent with things we've said other places.
So maybe then this.
This one was just a little more abrupt than the other, and looking at newer version about saying task force hasn't recognized, has not been able to find a replacement at this time. And the last one, ISO IEC 17065-2012, maintain, again, the same logic. And that being said, we are at the end of our list.
All right.
I would like to encourage folks as homework for the next week to please take another look at the document in draft and make recommended changes, or make any changes that you feel necessary. Mike, Liz, can you give us a suggestion as to when you would like to move the document over into the final template so we can lock this and give you enough time to move it over?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably it'll be best since, you know, we have three more meetings after this one concludes. You know, if we could finish up the draft and the Google Doc that's currently displayed, and we can transition to the actual recommendations template and maybe even display that next week if we're far enough along to, you know, show everybody that.
Okay, so when would you like to lock it so you've got an opportunity to move it over? You want to say close it Monday morning for transition?
I mean, I don't know if that'll give Liz enough time to transition all the information over.
I want to be respectful of her time and give her as much time as she needs. That's kind of the question is, what, Liz, when would you like it locked?
Monday morning is fine. Because that then gives 2 days until Wednesday's meeting.
That's true.
Okay. So then I saw the note also from Raymond that that he's going to be looking at that. Others will as well. We have some cleanup to do of the language in a variety of areas. I think that's overall then a reasonable time. And then we'll start to do the remaining of the review in the final document to make sure that everything flows, everything is properly aligned, et cetera, et cetera. And it looks like we are tracking well against the deadline, so that's good.
I would like to thank all the task force members for their participation. It's been a pleasure working with you to this point. I think we've put together some really good resources that I think ONC will appreciate. And want to again recognize the ONC staff and consultants for all of the work that they have put in to help us get this far. Hans, do you want to say any closing words? Then we'll hand it to Mike to close out.
I'd like to echo what you just said and thank everybody. Next week we'll be starting with the final review in the official document. And make sure that we have everything properly addressed. So looking forward to that. We got a long way in a very short period of time, which is fantastic. And we just have a little bit more done left to be done. So thank you very much. And let's talk to you next week.
Mike, can you close this out?
Sure, thanks everybody. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Have a good day.
Take care.